We're gonna worship, we're gonna praise God, but this is the best time ever. Thank you, Livingstone. Are you ready for the word this afternoon? Seriously, are you ready for the word this afternoon? Are you sure? Oh. Victory, right? Okay, let's start from this is the victory that overcomes the world. Let's start from that this afternoon. Now, I feel like I can preach more freely. Because if you are here this morning, you are a soldier. You are a fighter. You are a believer. Yeah, you're ready for war. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So you can endure the word. You can. And those who are tuned in, you have faith in something. Okay, let's start scripture now. Have you got it, Pastor? Quickly.
Yes, sir. In fact, this is love for God.
What is love for God?
To keep his commands.
Okay.
And his commands are not burdensome.
They are not? Talk to me.
For everyone born of God overcomes the world.
For everyone born of God overcomes the world. So there is a world. So when God set out what he called you for, as I was saying on Friday, was not to do church, was to interface with world. Did you read that? This is the victory. And I want to know that victory in a moment. This is a victory that overcomes the world. What was it?
Even our faith.
The faith that we've possessed. It has become ours. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. What is the faith? Talk to me.
Who is it that overcomes the world?
It throws the question again. Who is it that overcomes the world? Who?
Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
This is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Jesus did not come by water alone, but by water and blood. Uh-huh.
And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
So we've established that God's word, there is always a war for territory. It's called nation taking. So now, I've given you New Testament. Let's do the deal now. Numbers. Numbers 21. With these, I want to prophesy something. I want you to be ready for victory.
Yes,
you didn't answer me, did you? I know the answer can be louder than that. Uh-huh. Numbers chapter 21. And I want you to follow this well. Start from verse 10. Now, this is the most important scripture that I will share with you this month. I want you to hear me. When God called Israel out of Egypt, it told them to go take over, but not without a war. They were the takeover generation. Israel had never built a nation before. They don't know what it means. They don't know how to do it. But God called them out and said, as long as you have the prophetic among you, you will take nations. So imagine the night. And I know you can see me from the back. If you cannot see me, you can feel me. Imagine the night that God calls Israel out of Egypt and told them, I'm going to give you nations. You know what? It did not tell them about their war. War is the price for nation taking. Because the nation you met there that you want to take, they fought a war in order to be there. So Evans was sitting down and thinking, actually God was excited to see his kids fight the right war for the first time. Remember, they fought in Egypt, but the war they fought in Egypt was survival war. This war that God was leading them to was a war for building nations and taking nations. They've never fought it before, so sometimes your heart withdraws. But the prophetic kept telling them, advance. When Egypt was coming after them, Egypt was coming after them like fugitives. Evan was sitting down, excited to see his kids fight. They didn't leave Egypt with a sword. No sword, no arrow. Did God not know that they will have to fight some battles? God knew. Oh my God. What then will they fight with? They will take the weapons of the enemies. God does not start you up with a weapon to fight. It will make you take the weapons of the enemies and use the enemy's weapon to destroy the enemies and take the territory of the enemies with their own weapon. Give the Lord a shout for 1 second.
Yes, sir.
That's why Satan cannot stand me.
Yes. Yes.
He's so desperate to kill me. If he can just get me killed. What he doesn't know is that I will be more powerful in death even than life. I saw Pastor Henry leading this morning. The guy is angry. Then he started speaking right. That anger would also make him live right. Be rich right. Speak right. That's the anger I've been looking for all this while. Now you are giving it to me and I'm happy. Listen, I will cry if, come Sam, stand on the stage quickly, Onye, stand on the stage. You are not Sam though, but it's okay, it's okay. It's so ready. Go on the stage, Obi. Let me go on the stage, I'm just looking for Obi, go. Steven, go, PK, go. All hands, quickly, quickly guys. First of all, listen, because I know the nations are watching. Leave your hands. Do this first. What next? So they don't have an answer. Now join hands. Otto, come quickly. Again, whatever God calls, it justifies. These ones, wait, if people don't don't protest against you, I will cry. When they protest, I'm rejoicing. Stand in the line of their protest and join hands and say, guilty as charged, for the Lord's sake. God's army. It is this. It is joining. Quickly, guys. You can move faster than that. I'm soon going to call the ladies. God, when you sent them out, they had no equipment for war. I just asked them, were they millionaires? You had inheritance. We are thirsty. We are hungry. Spirit of the Lord. You can speak to me throughout the service. What next? Sit down. Sit down. I've got one more prophecy. I've just told the sons, fear nothing. Do right. Deal with everyone with justice. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I don't apologize for your service to God, if it is to God. He will sort you out. But let me read a story quickly. Numbers 21, start from verse 10 quickly.
The Israelites moved on and camped at Oboth. Then they set out from Oboth and camped in Ai Abarim, in the wilderness that faces Moab. Towards the sunrise.
These were wars. These are people moving, camping, moving, camping. We do not have a church premises until we finish camping. Go on, sir.
From there they moved on and camped in the Zered Valley. They set out from there and camped alongside the Arnon, which is in the wilderness, extending into Amorite territory.
Now, by the time they got to the wilderness, they were already extending into the territory of the Amorites. These are war men. Imagine what their children were like. When they gave birth to children, the children knew no settlement, they knew movement. But they were going to settle. When? Almost like in 1946. Israel was declared a nation. Read on, sister.
The Arnon is the border of Moab.
Between the border of Moab, between Moab and
the Amorites.
Look at verse 14 now.
That is why the book of the wars of the Lord
says God had war in mind, but it only showed them lands. He had always written, he wanted to write a book of war, because man's war is God's pleasure. He likes to see his children display skill. That's why he said in battle they were made strong. It was in battle that they were carved out as finance people. In battle, they knew how to pay debt. In battle, they know how to win souls. but it is at war front. That's what God is charging you to go out to do. And that may be battles in your personal lives. You're made strong in battle, not in bedroom. Who would have ever known that the Israelite could fight like this? Who ever knew that they had so much ability to overcome mountains and territory until they got to the territory of the Moabs? And God said, now, guys, yeah, I told you I would give you that land, but you've got to dispossess them. Nothing gets out of hand. God does not put anything in your hand. He doesn't put your reputation or your church in your hand. The only thing He puts in your hand is your sword. And until your hands are tied to the sword, so when I hear things that is getting out of hand, I'm thinking, oh, where's his sword is gone. This is why the book of the words of the Lord says what?
Zahab in Supah and the ravines, the Arnon and the slopes of the ravines that lead to the settlement of Ar and lie along the border of Moab. From there, they continued on to Beer.
Tell your neighbor, continue on to Beer. You can say that louder than that, I know.
The well where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well.
Wait. When did Israel gather a choir? I need three people from the choir. I'll get to the poet soon. The words was why they wrote songs. So without words, there is no song to write. The old formation, look at this. Then Israel, go back to verse 16. From there they continued on to Beer, and the well where the Lord said to Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. And when they got to that destination, they began to sing. People worship without war. There is no worship without a war. In the middle of war, you begin to sing. So when your song is not being accepted like it should, God says, I hear your song, but I'm going to increase your war. Why? So that you can sing at the well. With joy, you will draw waters out of the well of life. Song is the fetcher. Did you hear what I just said? Song. When the music fades and all is stripped away, longing just to give,
longing just to pray,
something as of word,
something as of word
that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song.
Deeper, you search much deeper.
please. Thank you. Give me that verse back. Then Israel, it named them as if they are one. When we say, I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, your worship to get to God has always been you. Common people with common battle is the definition of Israel. It's one people that got to the well, and at that well they began to sing. Who sang? Then Israel, as if it's one person. So their voice and song became their war sheep. Ah, you didn't hear me. At the well. Why were they gathered at the well? Listen, do you know why they gathered at the well? So that they can receive revelation for the next level of war. What we do in church is that we gather to not fight wars. God says that's not how the kingdom works. I need you to gather at the well of life. Receive the water of life. Oh, they didn't hear me, Lord. Let me give them illustration. Gideon. When God wanted to separate the armies, he wanted to separate armies from armies. He said, take them to the well. What did he say? He said, it's about the tongue. Likatus amande likataya. Will these people leak with their tongue, or will they put their whole mouth into the water and begin to gulp it? No, I need those with a tongue of worship. At this junction in your story, Spark Nation, God is gathering an army at the well. We have come, we are moving on to Pier. Advance into the territory of the Amorites. Is there any soldier in this house? Shabbatabosia. There was no singing. Sit down, please. No singing. Until they gathered for war. Oh my God. Jehoshaphat wanted to fight a battle one day. You remember that story? And the armies that came up against Jehoshaphat was way more than him. And the prophet said, get worshipers. The sheep to a successful war is the songs of God. The best performance of Livingstone or Kelly or the drummers or the keyboardist or everyone is at the well of war. There is no creativity. The creative, can I tell you something? Poets cannot poet anything except they are in war. Can I give you a scripture? Read on, sister.
Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well, sing about it.
Their song was, well, revelation. When I ask you to begin to worship before the word, this is what we do first. Spring up. All those who will hold the microphone, they know how to speak to the well of revelation. If it is Pastor Sam or Dami or Nikki that will preach, you need minstrels who can say, spring up. Chat the whole church to tell the world to spring up and the world sing. But sing about what?
Sing about it.
Uh-huh.
About the well that the princes dug.
Can I hand over the microphone? Sing about the wells that the princes, the world. He raised a better song. You are songs. Come now. I said you are the songs. He that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow wells, springs. of living. Shaliakata Ribadosa Mande. It is he that believe in me, not those who believe. It's one person, it's called Israel. But no time. That the nobles
of the people sank.
The nobles with
scepters and staves.
I don't know what to say anymore, church. These nobles had scepters. That's men with power. They dug the well, they sank the well. The best of the people. But who will take over from them? Jacob, who was a supplanter until God named him Israel. So sing about the wells that the nobles and the princes of the people, the well they dug and sank. Our lives, our communities. Say, sing about it. Why can I talk to you like this on a Sunday morning? Again, I've told you, if you are here now, you thought about it. I needed this to be able to speak to you about God's word, about the world that the prince is gone, man.
Then they went from the wilderness.
These guys finished singing, and they went from the wilderness to where?
Matana.
The place of glory. Go on.
From Matana to Nahalil. From Nahalil to Bamoth.
What kind of a nation is this? Look at how they are traveling. Kids. Millions of people. On a journey. They're just going. Go on. Until they have a destination though. It is Zion, not Canaan. Go on, sir.
And from Bamoth to the valley in Moab, where the top of Pisgah overlooks the wasteland.
God took them to a mountain that overlooks the wasteland, the hands. So when people are going to be on Twitter, you're overlooking now from the top. And you're looking at the wasteland. You will need it. The ends is a wasteland. Waste. Young lives wasted. Read on, sister.
Israel sent messengers to say to Sihon, king of the Amorites, let us pass through your country. We will not turn aside into any field.
Verse 23.
But Sihon would not let Israel.
Sihon said, no way. They said, we won't touch your guys. We won't touch nothing. Let's just pass. He said, Oh, yeah, go on.
He mustered his entire army.
He went to gather his entire army. Everybody. These guys were stronger than the Israelites, physically speaking.
And marched out into the wilderness against Israel.
Yeah.
When he reached Jahaz, he fought with Israel.
Big mistake. You came to meet Israel in the wilderness. He just finished singing. God got Israel used to wilderness so that he can fight in the wilderness. So imagine they told this guy, don't come out for war. We just want to pass through. He said, no. Then he came to his own ground. But these guys were used to the wilderness. They know every corner. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what I've got in this house. The territory they are fighting you from, you know it. Yeah. The problem they will have now is they want to come to your territory. Oh, the devil will be so beaten, you know. I keep telling you, I don't know about you, your thought is your thought, and that's your beauty. I've got the devil exactly where I need him. You keep, and Satan has a press media in his own camp too. Keep buying their, some of you are subscribed to it. You pay monthly dues of anger. But that's not my point. He fought with Israel.
Israel, however, put him to the sword.
And then what?
Took over his land.
From
the Arnon to the Jabbok. But only as far as the Ammonites.
God was giving them victory as far as they could get. So Israel put him to the sword. Don't mind about the jewelry you wear. Mind about the sword in your hands. Read on, please quickly.
Because their border was fortified.
Not for long.
Israel captured all the cities of the Amorites.
Yeah.
And occupied them. Including Heshbon and all its surrounding settlements.
This is your destiny. He called the church out because of the nations. We don't sing and stop. We sing and move. When you've provoked revelation, God speaks to you in another way. And if you are not able to move, the world will meet you there. Then you will see real hunger. So I was looking at Pastor this morning. And I'm thinking, hey, you're too gentle. You come and talk. Now they butchered you. Then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there saying, aha, what the world can't do, the world will do. Because with those kind of anger, it's either you are at the forefront. You can't be passive. Spark Nation cannot gather passive people. You won't take nations. Please read on. I want to stop.
Heshbon was the city of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king
Verse
of Moab.
Verse 27.
That is why the poets...
Can I have three poets? Quickly. Quickly, guys. On the stage, please. Yeah, if you are more than three, you are more than three. Guys, do you see yourself in the walls of God? Why were there poets? Because, oh, this church must have poets. No, that is why poets say, come to Ishbon and let it be rebuilt. Let Sion city be restored. Because there was a war. Poets were needed. All of these things, the creatives, the poets, the financiers, the what else now? The singers, they all grow out of the wars. This is why the book of the wars of God says. So I saw singers when the war broke out. I saw the need for poets. If I were the poet, I'm taking all the exploits of Spark Nation and what they say against you, and I'm writing. Because that is why the poet made it into the book of the words of God. They didn't make it in because they needed a nice church, or they attended a nice church. They made it in because there was a soldier or army fighting something. And they made the poet as if they don't care. They made a story out of onions miseries. Prophetic poets from the book of the words of God. Real fighters.
Yes, sir.
So now you can stand together. And I want you to hold hands quickly, guys. No, middle is too much female on this side, too much male on this side. Poets. Awesome. Poets. Why did God need food industry in Israel? Because there was a war. The armies were constantly in the wilderness fighting. Otherwise, all these businesses or whatever we call it, they are not needed in the church. If there's no war, the poets were prisoners of war as well. Yeah. I got to that scripture, and he said, that is why. Sit down, poet. But keep standing. You are poet, so you would understand. I'm about to call a group now.
Praise God.
Fire went
out from Heshbon, ablaze from the city of Sihon.
Uh-huh.
It consumed all of Moab, the citizens of Arnon's heights. Woe to you, Moab! You are destroyed, people of Chemosh. He has given up his sons as fugitives
and
his daughters as captives to Sihon, king of the Amorites.
Teddy.
But we have overthrown them.
Oh my God.
Heshbon's dominion has been destroyed all the way to Dibon. We have demolished them as far as Nopah, which extends to Medeba.
Either the devil likes it or not, the drug cartel world has been destroyed. The world is not talking to me. They may be talking to you, not me. Those are not the people I want to fight. They're just making ways for me to fight the right people. Not be me that they follow talk. If it's getting to you, that means they are talking to you, not me. Me, I'm like, me, you, who, what? I'm saying, Boris, talk. Let's hear. Let's fight. I want to fight Boris. I want to fight Mark Zuckerberg. I've seen people leave Facebook before. Close people to Mark Zuckerberg leave. And the next picture of Mark Zuckerberg you see is him on his table with his leg crossed. The guy is there talking about Facebook don't have this ethic. The guy is just crossing his legs saying, listen, you were only an employee. Please. This is your mandate. We have overthrown them from Ishbon's dominion and has been destroyed all the way to Dibon. We have demolished them as far as Nopah and extends to Medeba. 31.
So Israel settled in the land of the Amorites.
Huh? You're not talking to me, Spark Nation. They took their land and they settled there. Those are the kind of fighters I'm looking for. We had a misconception of church. We thought we'd go there to feel nice and be nice and go back home. No, you were called to take territories. You cannot just be the nicest church in town. You must be the fighting church for the cities. That's what you must be. If that's not your call, then you will soon get tired of the old church thing because it's very long. Man, some of you came from the streets and you were fighters.
Yeah.
You were fighters for little cause.
Yeah.
You fought your opposition.
Yeah.
Ops, you call them. You fought police. You sneaked around your parents. You did everything to fight for a trainers. What would you not do to fight for a city? Have you seen a young girl fighting for a boyfriend before? It slaps her, it's fine. If the mom says anything about the guy, she's unhappy. She's fighting for what exactly? She doesn't even know. Now God has given to you on a platter of God the fight for nations. And he said, arise and fight, because this is the generation is looking for. Can I give you two more scriptures? And I'll close in a minute. the book of the words of God. I love David. Joshua waged war against all these kings for how long? Joshua 11:18, quickly. I love Joshua.
Joshua waged war against all,
yeah, go on.
All these things for a long time.
Deuteronomy 4:34.
Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation?
Wait. God is showing his power. The message of the gospel is nation gospel. Now God wants to show his power. Now look at what he says. He said, has any God tried to take for himself one nation out of another nation? This back nation is a nation taken out of a nation. How did he take it out? By
testing.
By
signs and wonders.
And by?
By war.
Please read this scripture again, because I'm just about getting angry. Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of another? How did our God do it? By testing?
By
signs
and wonders.
Do you know why Jesus wrought signs and wonders? Taking out a nation for himself out of a nation. But listen to this. Jesus did the signs and wonders. He did the testings. He did the signs. He did the wonders. He didn't do the war. But guess what he said? He said, greater works than this. What is greater than signs and wonders? Wars. Someone said, how did you know? He said, this will be the signs of the end times. He said, nation will rise. What is the close of human lives? Armageddon. People will gather against the saints and war will be declared. John saw that in the book of Revelation after signs and wonders. So God told me years ago, why is my church still printing handbills about signs and wonders? I did that. Refer them to my signs and wonders. When I did that, I made you the sign and the wonders. How will I show you to the nations? By war, so that you will have victory over my enemies. Are there soldiers in this house? This house. Your personal wars, when you were fighting sin, or you were fighting debt, or your fight, those personal wars were there. Come, they were there to qualify you for God's war. You didn't hear me. Your personal wars in Egypt qualified you. Stop mourning about it. Shift focus to the collective war. That's the one God is interested in. Are you listening to me this afternoon? And that's why we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, demons that God had prepared before time began. Before the formation of Israel out of Egypt, those Amorites were already prepared. It's like Israel just got there and said, oh, so you are here. Okay. You don't say, oh, so you are here. No, we don't want to fight you. We just want to explain. Let me explain Psalm to you. Listen, if you like, you can explain from now to tomorrow. When they get it, they will still sever your head from your body. Sit down, please. By testing, by signs and wonders, by war. when they declared what they saw by the mighty hand and by an outstretched hand. Go on.
Or by great and awesome deeds.
Uh-huh.
Like all the things the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes.
You will see God's wonders this week, even in Egypt before your very eyes. Did you hear what I just declared right now? I said you will see God's victory even in Egypt before your very eyes this week. Can I hear a louder amen in this house? God is going to wrought a mighty victory for this nation. A nation will come out of a nation. And God says to tell you, Spark Nation, your season has come by testing, by signs and wonders, and by war, declares the Spirit of the Lord. Victory is yours this week. You don't know how powerful a work is until it's tested. A work is not powerful that is not tested. That's not a work. Something that eyes on fire all the time. That's not a work. You've got to talk to me, Wookie. Let me see 35 of these, then I'll just close.
You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other.
I want to close Joshua 11:20. My Christian name is Joshua. I went to the baptismal side and my dad taught me the name to give them. When I get water baptized, he said, say you're going to be Samuel or something. When I got there, my dad said I should be Joshua. I like Joshua because I like his word. God never gave him a sword. You know what God gave him? A word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. The source of water, yeah? It shall not depart out of your mouth. In it you will meditate day and night. No wonder. Can I give you a scripture? No wonder when John saw Jesus in Revelation, he said, the word of his mouth was sword. Shaleata, Ikaliata, Liberato, Sopria, Kataya, Kaliata, Likata, Ikata, Ikata, Liabarama, Sataya, Ikanema, Sotapia, Kaya, Kataya. Have you got that scripture, Revelation, though? I love this for your sake. I love it. Oh, I love it. I want to see real fighters. Huh? Sir? Many of you came into growth. You just came into growth. Now God is writing a book in heaven. I love the fact that when God said this is the book of the words of God, guess what he first mentioned? He mentioned a man, sharp hand. There's no sharp hand without war. I love David. I love Joshua. I love fighters. Listen to me. Let me tell you a truth about life. If you think you will get to the top by always doing right, you don't understand. Top is a combination of right and wrong that you realized, but you decided to move on despite it. Your wrong is to make you feel unqualified. God's right is to qualify you. They caught a woman in the act of adultery. And the sign and wonder was sitting down. And all the Pharisees, these are the perfect guys, right? They sat around and they said, look, we actually, if they had social media, then they would have been there, right? We actually caught her in the act of adultery, you know? And Jesus was doing what? It was writing. Huh? Those at the back, are you hearing me now? It was writing. And then he looked up. No, he didn't even look up yet. He said, any one of you without sin, throw the first stone. And he kept writing.
They laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. The silence still held the Lord.
His body bound.
His body bound and stretched in
sin. They laid him down.
They laid him down.
Let me give you one more scripture. Joshua 11. What happened? Why did they fight Israel? For
it was the Lord himself.
God delights in war. Look at this. For it was the Lord himself who did what?
Who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel.
Why, Lord?
So that he might destroy them totally.
Doing what?
Exterminating them without mercy.
As
the Lord had commanded Moses.
Need I say more? The enemies have to take you to their territory. It was the Lord himself who added. You look at someone and say, why is he doing this? It was the Lord himself who added their heart to wage war against Israel so that he might destroy them totally. I'm confirming to you, Spark Nation, this is the season of total destruction of the ends that have destroyed the life of the young people. I can't hear an amen, you know. Wait. Let me tell you something. It is not today that people have been fighting drugs and young people. They've been fighting. Why are they losing? There's no one whose heart is hardened to fight covenant people. Nobody. Please. In the history of this nation, number one, there's no church that moves from place to place every week and get 200 people to come. Never. Now, you don't just move from place to place. You are most persecuted and you still grow. So, the question is, what's next then? There is nothing called order that you've not pushed the limit of. You push limits in your giving. You push limits in soul snatching. What's next? Extermination. Extermination of the enemy's territory. Why would you exterminate them? Because you are terminators. I don't know what to say anymore because you didn't get what I just said. Humans will decode spiritual things and make it into Hollywood for you. You cannot have 1 million Terminators. It's always like one. Bookie, if you talk to me, then I'll get more energy. You've got to talk. Pastor Sam, come and preach a little.
Let me hear you roar real quickly. No, I can't hear you roar, Spat Nation. Just one more time to help me preach tonight. Let me hear you roar, Spat Nation. Listen to me. If God did not bring us to this junction, things would have been too easy for us. Are you with me today, Spat Nation? I said to the brothers earlier, it is war that reveals the purpose of singing. It is war that reveals who is really a poet. Other than if they did not reveal war, there would be no need for poetry. What happens is that your enemy can fill you with purpose and direction. I'm going to show you from scriptures in a moment. You had a direction, but then what happened was that there needed to be enemies in order to shape your life so that what your direction is, you will look like it. So when it begins to say that the word of God is your shaping, now I understand. Roar for me one more time, if you will. It says that the tongue, are you listening to me? It says that the tongue is the one that shares the ship. Oh no, you didn't hear it. The tongue is the one that steers the ship. We thought it was that it controls the body. No, it leads the body where the body needs to go. When you heard the word, on giving, it led your body, listen, to taking out a loan. I'm not going to back up from nobody. It led your body to taking out a loan, and that loan led you to walk. Are you hearing me, Spat Nation? It led you to wrestle the debt. Sometimes there were debtors on you, and you couldn't pay them back. So you needed to negotiate. But it was the word that would teach you how to negotiate. Because, listen to me, Spat Nation, listen to me, keep land in your heart. The negotiation, you're facing your situations, negotiating with them because you have land in your heart. The war was not the debt, the war is the land. Debt is just a transportation machine to the land. The word, your tongue, is the one that steers the ship. You cannot speak about a word untested, and then your tongue does not steer you to be tested. So now listen. Listen, settle down. Settle down for a minute. The wars of God. The wars. War is war. War is war. War is war. War is war. War is war.
War is war.
A young generation needs to be saved. War is war. There's a generation out there that needs to be saved. Are you gonna fight for the life of this generation?
War is war.
War is war. It is the tongue that steers the ship. Every one of us since 2016 were given a platform because war broke out. But God looks down for heaven and says, we've reached a junction. And this junction is going to take another level of fire. Because let's be honest, Pastor Sam preached powerfully in Croydon. Pastor Dami started to preach in Powerbase. Pastor Nikki in Elite. Pastor Onye in the Pulse. And they started to give. Businesses started to prosper. But guess what? Every word that was coming from your mouth was staring you somewhere. It is the tongue that steers the ship. So now Gideon is at this junction. And God wants to test the people of Israel to see what their tongue is full of. And all of a sudden, some light. You're supposed to use your tongue and move, not use your tongue and stop. So the minute you lie down, you're trying to get the water, but you stopped. There were some that even in the midst of the war, they hadn't drank in days. They've been giving and giving and giving, and they're not ready to stop. And some were getting weary, but some just went and kept them moving. No, listen, settle. The Bible says that those who were with Gideon, they cupped the water. The cup was their hands. They held the words and they put it in their mouth and they kept it moving until you can hold the word in your hand. Says so and so is this. So,
because wait. So, yeah, I will. So, you see, they came to the water, but the water is so that they can produce a water for God. Those who are against God, this is not just those who are born of water. They were born of water and blood. God's destination is the blood of his enemies. So Pastor Sam just said, they took the water and moved on. The church lies down at the point of revelation. God says, no, drink the water and go get the blood of the enemies, because that's my own water. Are you listening to me? So they go to the final destination. They were born of water, by the way. They took it and moved on. But now there is something to give back to God. The blood of his enemies. They were born of water and of the blood. The blood is their obedience. God said, go into their nation, wipe out their economy, wipe out their kings. That is God's water. Spark nation, rejoice. You are not part of this army if you just lie down by the water. That is the church people want you to do again. They'll go back home to the after church service and say, oh, the word was powerful. During the week, faded away. They'll come back again next week, lying by the water. The soldiers in this house, he said, it's not just born by water alone. I said, give me a scripture for that. Jesus had the water of life. But until he shed his blood, the guy dying on the cross was sin. He who knew no sin became sin. At the point when Jesus' blood was shed. That is God's water, obedience of man's disobedience. Now we are born of the water, the word, and then the blood, which is sin. Spark Nation. Spark Nation. This is your takeover time.
Spark Nation. One more moment. Are you tired? Are you sure you're not tired? What's that? What's that? We're starting now. We're starting now. We're starting now.
We're starting now.
Someone say starting now.
Starting now.
Listen to this. We would have thought we knew what takeover was because we said it. God does not say he leads. If there's anything you get, and I'm calming down because I'm a bit amped. So God does not say he leads. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. Oh my God. It is only the water in your life that will be still for a moment. Only for a moment. Because by the time you get to Revelation, God no longer stills the water. He stirs it up. Can I speak to you for still about still and stir? Are you sure you're ready for still and stir? So there's a still water that Gideon experienced, that his army will experience, that they woke up. Remember, those who lie down will be extinguished. Not by the enemy. They won't reach the enemy. God will eliminate them himself. So if you lie down at the point of revelation, God says you're not fit for war. Send them home. That's why for many generations, many people were lying down at the revelation of the word. And what God was doing was sending them home. And what God was doing was sending them home, because it is only at the point when you begin to see enemies that you know you passed the testing, that you have been drinking the water with your hand and feeding the God with the blood of enemies, which is his water. So did you want to continue?
I want to give out new swords. New swords. Some of you will have to keep your current sword because it has no blood on it. It's too clean. They use it for argument. They said John chapter 2 didn't say that. No, no, no. You know, me, Petey, I'm a bloody old pastor. I started slaughtering the devil's camp from Queens Road, Peckham, 14 years ago. And then he set his demons against me. Then I converted his demons. Then I slaughtered him again. Then I went Elephant and Castle. Still out no money. And then I didn't know how to pay the bills per month. But guess what? I got my way out of Queens Road, Peckham. Look, I'm talking of days where there is no way to come out. First bill to move into Elephant and Castle. A little building there. 15K bill. We didn't have 1K. Bloody old pastor. I gathered people. I said, who's got a loan here? Who can take a loan out of here? A man did. We settled down. Started slaughtering the devil. Gave him back 25K. Advanced. Lancaster House. How are we going to get into this place? Guess what the bill was? 250K. Guess where I'm coming from? 300 to 15K to 250K to millions. Bloody hold the word of God. the sword and the spirit, the power of faith, unstoppable. Listen, my resolution is when God says go, nothing will stop me. So if these sons don't fight, someone is just making ways for them. Say, I love Pastor Sam's word. Oh, it's so powerful. What? It's not for the four. It's not four. But it's fight. And oh my God. You see, I love it. I'm the happiest man living right now. You guys don't understand. But if I don't pretend angry, the devil will not be happy to do. I rest my case, Joe.